plants that's not affected.
In Ben and Damien Somerville's paddock near Spalding, the remnants of a leafy canola crop dot the landscape. Beet Western Yellows virus has affected about 310 hectares of their paddock. Damien Somerville says they're at a bit of a loss as to what to do now.
We applied insecticide to control the aphids, and that worked quite well, but obviously the virus is already here. So since then, we've been trying to work out whether to re-sow or how to manage the problem. At this stage, we've decided to keep going with these crops that are in the ground and try and make the best of what we can with these crops.
And we've got your brother in the back here, Ben Somerville. What are you expecting in terms of yield loss now?
Well, that's a real unknown at the moment, Lauren. When we were aiming at anywhere from 1 to 2 ton out of the paddocks, we're probably looking at well under a ton. In particular in this one, it's just struggling to even stay alive, let alone try and put on any yield. So at the moment, it's a real unknown. We've never dealt with this before.
Agronomists and scientists are just as baffled as most of the state's farmers. Jenny Davidson, pulse pathologist with SARDI, says most of the samples sent away to be tested for the virus have come back showing very high levels of infection, particularly in the lower north region. She says scientists are still trying to work out exactly why this virus has spread to an extent never seen in Australia before.
Look, at this moment we're sort of more guessing. SARDI has to go back and do some more systematic surveys as to where the virus might have come from. We know that the reason this has happened is the conditions we had over late summer and autumn. We had a lot of broadleaf weeds over that period that would have been hosting the aphid and the virus. And then the conditions in that period were very mild as well, so that the aphid numbers built up very rapidly. Why that particular region? We've got to go back and look at just what the weed host range might have been over that period.
So a question that many farmers in non-affected areas have right now, or even neighbours of people that are affected, is of course, will I be impacted in the future? What can you tell us about how the virus might spread from here on?
Well, I guess there's a couple of things going on here. First of all is with canola, the very susceptible stage is at that very young rosette period, and that's when the aphids did come in and cause all this damage. However, the canola can remain susceptible until about midway through podding. And knowledge that we've gained from talking to our interstate colleagues who've got a bit more experience than we have is that as the crop grows, it does become a little bit less susceptible, so that yield losses start to reduce as the plants get bigger. But significant yield losses are still possible until about that 50% podding stage. So there is a risk that we might have further yield losses in canola. The other risk that we're still trying to ascertain is, will this virus move over into the pulse crops? So we're getting some tests done interstate, both in Queensland and in Victoria. There's some molecular work happening in the Queensland department, and then a host range testing going on in Victoria to ascertain that risk for us.
Greg Baker is an entomologist with SARDI and says the virus-transmitting aphids are inactive at the moment, so spraying now would simply be a waste of time. But he says when the weather warms up again, the risk will increase and farmers need to monitor aphid activity.
What we are suggesting is to monitor for those early signs of aphid flight activity using yellow sticky traps, which are available commercially, you know, hopefully with the assistance of agronomists, to be able to examine those sticky traps for presence of winged aphids and use that as the alert for crop being at risk and requiring a preventative spray program.
And is that something farmers should be doing now or still holding off?
There's probably some over the next few weeks. I can't see that there's great risk, but in terms of people becoming familiar with the use of sticky traps and examining them and being able to identify aphids from the range of other insects that could similarly be caught on a trap, it could be worthwhile starting that now, getting your eye in and being well prepared for that late winter, early spring period when aphid flight activity could resume.
So then when it does come to those warmer time periods, so when the weather starts to heat up again, what do we know about what types of insecticides farmers can use that will actually be effective?
Green peach aphid, the key aphid responsible for virus transmission, is resistant to a number of the older insecticide groups. However, what we would advise is that growers consult with their agronomists and seek their advice as to the best spray product options, and in doing so to ensure that the treatment choices are appropriate and adhering to the insecticide label direction.